Mike Adams here with a quick update on gun control, the Second Amendment, liberty, all of that. Of course, Joe Biden now calling for the reenactment of the 1994 assault weapons ban, which banned most AR-15s, mostly based on cosmetic features, by the way. And that ban lasted until 2004 when there was a sunset clause in it that got triggered, and then it ended in 2004. And since 2004, ownership of AR-15s has exploded across America thanks to many companies like Palmetto State Armory and manufacturers like Daniel Defense and so on. And now AR-15s are very, very common for self-defense. You know, so many people own them. I mean, tens of millions of Americans own AR-15s. Maybe, I don't know, perhaps over 100 million Americans. I'm not sure, but at least tens of millions. And this idea that they want to ban them now, they want to ban AK-47s, they want to ban AR-15s, they want to ban normal capacity magazines for pistols, such as, you know, your Glocks and your SIGs and everything else. This isn't going to fly. And I'm going to explain why. Of course, the Democrats are going to scream, you know, bloody murder, baby killers, even though the Democrats are the ones mass murdering children with abortion, even post-birth abortion, by the way. I mean, the Democrats have lost all rationality, just completely insane, child grooming, pedophile, libtard, psychopaths. That's what the left has become today. This is radical extremists, like completely emotional lunatics who frankly are subhuman creatures at this point. They don't even have basic human rationality at this point. They don't function with any connection to reality. They're just programmable life forms. And that's why, you know, they all had their flags on Facebook. It was all Ukraine flags for the last couple months, and they changed it all to pride flags. But before that, it was all masks and vaccine flags, or, you know, icons. They're just programmable life forms. Most of these Democrats have no consciousness. They do not think. They have no functioning cognition at whatsoever. They're just told what to hate, and then they hate on that, and that's it. But anyway, now they're trying to come after guns. It's not going to work because it's not 1994. So in 1994, there was no real functioning internet. I mean, there was barely an internet. But I remember in 1993, 94, that time frame when I was talking to people about, like, what's your email address? And they would say, what's email? Right? Or you would ask them, like, do you have a domain name? What's a domain? What's a domain name? What's a website? I mean, I was on the internet in the early 1990s, but of course, I was way ahead of the curve. And most people never even heard of it. And so the mainstream media dominated all information. You had CNN, you know, you had a few news stations, you know, NBC, ABC, whatever, and they laid out the narrative. They had total control over the narrative. You didn't have Brighteon. You didn't have Breitbart. You didn't have InfoWars. You didn't have Natural News. None of that stuff existed. So there was only one narrative, and it was the controlled globalist narrative, which said that guns were bad and, you know, Oklahoma City was because of Rush Limbaugh. And even though Oklahoma City was actually carried out by the FBI, we now know, and so was 9/11. Well, not just the FBI, but they were part of it. Heck, they tried to bomb the building in 1993, the World Trade Center bombing in 93. That was all an FBI op, and they failed. They failed to bring it down. They didn't use enough explosives. So hilarious, because they can't do math. It's just, it's like beyond bizarre. The true history of America. Anyway, in 94, they managed to place a 10-year ban on these so-called assault rifles, but you could still purchase pre-ban rifles. But today, there's no way. Today, the average American is already realizing, oh my God, society's dangerous. Oh my God, criminals are running loose. The police are being defunded. Carjackings are on the rise. It's not safe. Like, we need to protect ourselves. The typical American just watched the Uvalde shooting with all these police standing around in the parking lot doing nothing while children were being massacred by a mass shooter inside the school, you know, because the cops were given a stand down order by the chief of police, who's a Democrat donor, by the way. What are the odds of that? And of course, right on cue, the Democrats jumped on this sort of engineered event. You know, it was allowed to happen. They jumped on it in order to call for gun control. But the American people watching this are thinking to themselves, oh, if I call 911, I'm going to die, you know, because the police aren't going to do jack. Even if they show up, just wait around for everybody to die. You know, that's the typical American has come to that realization. Cops aren't going to help you. Cops aren't going to save you. If you got a shooter coming at you, or a home invader, or a rapist, or a murderer, or whoever, you're going to have to deal with it yourself. And to do that, you're going to need an AR. Preferably, like a 300 blackout pistol setup. That's what I recommend. Get yourself some 300 blackout there for home defense, you know? But just a basic standard AR would be very helpful for all kinds of people. And by the way, you're going to need some full capacity magazines, because you might have to blast away at a whole team of bad guys that are trying to kill you, right? So, first of all, the gun control pushers, they're not going to get through the Senate filibuster. You know, 60 votes are needed to pass legislation through the Senate. And the Democrats are threatening to end the filibuster. Let me tell you why they're not going to do that. They're not going to do it because they know they're about to lose the Senate. And if they lose the Senate in these midterms, that is, if the elections are allowed to take place, if they lose the Senate, and they're also going to lose the House, and then in 2024, they're going to lose the White House. And then once again, the Republicans are going to have the White House, the Senate, and the House. And without the filibuster, the Republicans are going to just bulldoze through all the BS laws that the Democrats have put in place over all these years. And the Republicans are going to change America back to the way it was meant to be, or at least partially that in that direction. And the Democrats won't be able to do anything to stop it because they gave up the filibuster. So the Democrats are not going to give up the filibuster. They need to hold on to that because they're about to lose the Senate. And that means this gun control is not going to get through. There might be some minor legislation around the edges. I don't know. It could be some additional wait periods or something on buying rifles. Like, oh, you got to wait 3 days, so you can't just buy one and kill people right away. I don't know, which is just, okay. I mean, they're just going to find a different weapon, you know. But there might be something like that, something minor, but they're not going to go back to 1994 and ban ARs. Now, even if they did, even if they took down the filibuster, even if they passed all this and it was signed into law, the states would immediately pass gun sanctuary laws. Gun sanctuary. Or I guess Second Amendment sanctuary. And so you would have states like Texas and pretty much all the red states would just pass laws nullifying federal gun control. And then you would have the feds trying to go in and arrest people in states like Texas, people who are legally following the laws of Texas. And then this is how you end up with basically secession. I mean, it's the beginning phases of civil war or secession when you have, you know, half of America, the red states, saying, no, we're not going to take away people's Second Amendment rights because people have a right to defend themselves against all the lunatics in society who are mostly left-wing lunatics, by the way. I mean, almost all the killing in America happens from leftists. Abortion, vaccines, violent crimes, you know, Antifa, nut jobs. It's all left-wing violence in America. Even the Washington Post came out and said that the ACLU's claim that all this violence is right-wing extremism was total fiction. They just made it up. The ACLU lied. Gee, big surprise. Almost all the violence is left-wing violence. So gun control, if they push it at the federal level, all they're going to do is accelerate the breakup of America, which is probably not the worst thing in the world anyway, because we got to break away from these left-wing lunatic states like California if we want to have a future. I mean, seriously, Texas all the way, folks, Texas, and not just Texas, but all the other red states. You know, it's time to nullify. I mean, basically, look, Biden's not even the president anyway. He wasn't even elected. The whole thing's rigged. It's faked. Every law that he signed is null and void anyway. And it's time for the red states to stand up and just state the obvious. That you're not the president. You rigged the elections. The whole thing is illegitimate. And you're not going to take away our Second Amendment. End of story. And if you try to do so, the states are going to protect the citizens from that tyranny. So those are my thoughts on the subject. We publish guns.news, by the way, and secondamendment.news also, if you want to check out the news there. A lot of overlap on those two sites, but check it out. SecondAmendment.news. I'm Mike Adams, pro-America, pro-2A, and also pro-Sig Sauer P320, by the way. Yeah, that's the pistol that I have been carrying for a while. But thank you for listening. Take care.